Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is describing reactions in solution. Depending on the application that we wish to show, a chemical reaction can be written in different formats. The purpose of this podcast is to show these different formats and when we would expect to see each one and what each one highlights. The first is the formula equation, sometimes called a molecular equation. This is the type of equation that we see most of the time and the type that you are already familiar with. In this equation, we don't worry about species in solution, at least not directly, and we write down the original state of the molecule before the lab started. For example, here's one for you. NaOH plus HCl yields H2O plus NaCl. An alternate to this is to put in the states, as we mentioned. That would create NaOH, AQ in parentheses, plus HCl, AQ in parentheses, yields water, H2O, L in parentheses, L is for liquid, plus NaCl, AQ in parentheses. All of the species that have the AQ in parentheses are soluble, and so they are going to ionize in solution. Though both reactants are soluble, they are written as a molecule and not split into ions. Often there will be our familiar symbols of AQ in parentheses, as we have mentioned, to let us know that they are soluble, but the compound itself is written normally. This is the type of equation that we have used so far this year. The second type of equation is a complete ionic equation. This type of equation can start with the formula equation, and then if any species on either the reactant or the product side is soluble, it is split into ions. This is what our sample equation from above would now look like. Na plus 1 aqueous plus OH negative 1 aqueous plus H plus 1 aqueous plus Cl negative 1 aqueous yields water, H2O, liquid, plus Na plus 1 aqueous plus Cl negative 1 aqueous. Please note that since all ions must be in solution, the aqueous in parentheses is often omitted. Every species that is soluble has been dissociated. Notice the one species that is not soluble is water itself. Any species that is not soluble in a complete ionic solution will always have its state in parentheses. Before we go on to the third type of equation, we need to explore the idea of a spectator ion. The word spectator means pretty much the same here as it would outside of a chemistry class. If you were a spectator at a football game, you would not be actively participating in the game. You don't get to take the free kicks or stand in goal to block shots. Well, sort of the same idea is happening here. Look at the complete ionic equation that you have written out from our example. Do you notice that the Na plus 1 ion is in the same form, that is aqueous, on the reactant side as it is on the product side? It hasn't changed at all. This means that it doesn't really take place in the reaction. It doesn't take part. Ions that behave like this are called spectator ions. In our complete ionic equation above, can you list all of the spectator ions that you see? Remember, those will be the ones that do not change form from reactant side to product side. You should have gotten the following as spectator ions: Na plus 1 and Cl negative 1. If you didn't see these, go back to the complete ionic equation and check again. This brings us to the third type of equation, called a net ionic equation. This type of equation is fairly common when dealing with aqueous solutions. You create a net ionic equation from a complete ionic equation by eliminating the spectator ions. You take them out of the equation completely. That would give us the following from the complete ionic equation that we have been using: OH negative 1 aqueous plus H plus 1 aqueous yields water, liquid. Net ionic equations are more compact than complete ionic equations because they eliminate spectator ions. Also, If there is not a soluble species in solution, there is no net ionic equations at all. Remember that when this podcast is showing is the different formats of various equations. Each has its place depending on the application being discussed. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of describing reactions in solution. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this podcast when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.